According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention across 11 states, 169 people have contracted fungal meningitis from a steroid injection manufactured by New England Compounding Center, a company located in Framingham, Massachusetts. Since the discovery of the contamination, the company has suspended its operation and is in cooperation with the State Department of Health, the Centers for Disease Control, and the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Deborah Otter, Deputy Commissioner for Global Regulatory Operations and Policy at the FDA, says that as part of the investigation, federal authorities are trying to determine the scope of the contamination to the steroid injections given to 14,000 patients.
We want to make sure that we have traced down every thread in this investigation, and one of those is what is the source of every ingredient in the compounded products that appear to be associated with this problem, and we are in the process of doing that.
The investigation is also looking at how samples became infected, the concentration of the contaminants, and what types of fungal contaminations are affecting sick patients. Dr. Todd Weber, Chief of the Prevention and Response Branch of the Division of Healthcare Quality Promotion at the CDC, said that the number of infected individuals could still increase and that doctors and patients need to be on alert for symptoms of meningitis for the coming months.
The onset of symptoms is typically between 1 and 4 weeks following injection. However, we want to emphasize that we know fungal infections can be slow to develop, and that there are indeed reports of longer periods of time between injection and onset of symptoms. So patients and their doctors will need to be vigilant for at least several months following the injection.
Symptoms of meningitis and inflammation of the brain and spinal tissues can include severe headaches, fever, and stiffness in the joints or neck. The disease can be caused by infection of a microorganism or virus. Dr. Madeline Biondolillo of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health says that the cooperative investigation involving both the DPH and the FDA is trying to determine just how companies New England Compounding Center and Ameridose should be regulated to prevent future complications. She also pushed on Congress to act.
This includes concerns for quality and safety across the corporate entity, including but not limited to corporate ownership and governance structures at NECC and Ameridose. We urge Congress to act quickly to address the need for new laws on the federal level to fill in the regulatory gap so that there is clear authority over regulating these practices.
At a press availability earlier this week, Governor of Massachusetts Deval Patrick said that he believed NECC violated its state license by manufacturing and selling the drugs on a large scale instead of filling prescriptions for specific patients. He said that the company may have misled state and federal authorities, but declined to go into detail. Dr. Michael Carome, Deputy Director of Public Citizens Health Research Group, advocated for a congressional hearing and investigation on the entire situation, including holding federal regulators accountable for a lack of oversight if proven.
We do believe that the current statutes and regulations gave FDA more than adequate authority to prevent this disaster. And if indeed an investigation confirms that, well, Congress should hold senior FDA officials accountable.
Investigations between state and federal authorities on the actions of NECC are ongoing. Officials did say that there is no risk of contamination or relation with conventional flu shots. More information on the outbreak of fungal meningitis can be found linked to our website at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.